With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I want to welcome Kim, who is the Senior Marketing Director at Bill Jack Foods. It's so good to talk to you again, Kim. What you been doing?
Thanks for having me on, Kat. You know, just hanging out with dogs and making some dog food.
I love it. Well, it's important today that we talk about Pet Obesity Awareness Month. It's the whole month. Today is the day. What's so important for us as dog owners to take note of this?
We know it's really a great time to kind of step back and think about if your dogs are a little too fluffy.
Yeah.
So there's actually an association out there called the Association for Pet Obesity Prevention, and they do a survey every year. They've been doing it now for quite a few years. And what they found is 56% of dogs in the U.S. are overweight or obese, which is terrible.
Aww.
You know, as a food manufacturer, we're very concerned about that. Right? We want everybody to feed responsibly and help keep their dogs healthy. There's been a few studies on dogs that are overweight, and the American Animal Hospital Association has done some studies, and what they've found is that dogs who have arthritis or joint issues, earlier. They could have diabetes. They could sometimes have some certain types of cancer that are related to being overweight. So just like being overweight is bad for us, being overweight is really bad for our dogs, too.
And I know that firsthand. I was sharing with you that my dog, Stevie, I mean, she's young, but she had a torn ACL. She had to have surgery, and she was overweight. So after about 3 months of recovery and getting back to where we needed to be, it was more about me training myself on what she should or shouldn't have, and now she's doing so great. And so we need guidelines. What are some guidelines that you can share for pet owners to know if our dogs are a healthy weight?
Yeah, well, and it's great to hear that Stevie is a success story, right? Because it is
yes.
possible. It is doable. Step really, as in most things, is just having awareness. You know, is your dog overweight? And what are some signs to tell that? So the first thing I usually do is have your dog stand up. And if they're standing, if you look down from the top of them, you know, on the top of them, you should be able to see that they have like hips, right? That they're kind of having a little curve in there that shows where their hips are.
Right.
You can also feel for their ribs. You know, do you feel their ribs? You should be able to feel them. You shouldn't necessarily be able to see them, but you should be able to feel them. If you can't feel them very easily, then that could be another indication that they're overweight. Or if you look at them from the side, then, you should see their chest go closer to the ground and then their stomach go up right away from the ground.
Right.
And so if you should see that like tight little stomach on them. And so if you're not seeing those things, right, those are all indicators that your dog could be overweight. And so if that's the case, it may be, you know, that you need to think about a few things, especially what you're feeding them, right? If you're feeding them people food, that can be a lot of extra calories.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't mean to, right? A little piece of bacon or something, you know, all of a sudden that's 25 or 50 extra calories that maybe they didn't need.
Well, and it's true. I mean, you really have to educate yourself about this because, like me, I thought that, you know, when you go to the store and you go into the butcher and you get, you know, the bone marrow bones, it's bone. I'm thinking, oh, this is great. And then I found out how many calories are in that marrow, and I was like, oh, my gosh, not good.
I had no idea. Yeah, or I talk to a lot of people, and they're like, oh, you know, do you measure your food? Well, yeah, I do a scoop or whatever. Well, do you do what it says on the bag? Well, no. So, you know, you have to look at what is on the bag. Are you feeding to those guidelines? If your dog is a little less active, you know, if they're not an energetic dog, you may need to cut back on their calories a little bit. And so if they are overweight, you shouldn't be, like, for example, if they're a 40-pound dog, but they're really at a 50-pound weight level, you don't want to be feeding them 50 pounds of food, right? You want to back that off a little bit, so you want to feed them a little less than what they say for 50 pounds for a little while. Like, do that for a few weeks and see how they're doing. And then you might want to step them down a little bit more, right, to maybe the 45-pound weight level and feed them to that amount and then see how they're doing, you know, for the next few weeks. You want to do it gradually. You don't want to be, you know, just cutting off their food because that would be a bad thing. They really do need to have that energy to be healthy, and they need to have those nutrients. But you certainly can step down that feeding schedule and be able to get them to, you know, a healthier amount of food. And as long as you're measuring it every day and monitoring them on a regular basis to make sure that that's working. That's really the best way to do that.
Okay, talk to me about Bill Jack's reduced fat and your dog food.
Yeah, so, you know, we actually have a food, you know, in case, you know, you want to be able to get some extra help. We have a reduced fat formula food. It has 30% less fat than our adult select. So it has, less fat, and so a little bit easier to feed in that way. But what's great about it is because of the way we make our food and we slow cook it, and it's made with real chicken, what's great about it is that we get a lot of great feedback on it tasting good, right? So you don't want it to taste like diet food.
No.
You want it to be able to taste good and have them enjoy it. And then be able to, like I said, another tool kind of in your arsenal to kind of help them get to a healthy weight.
And what about treats? Because treats are, that's another tough thing. I've learned that my dog likes green beans. She likes a little bit of watermelon, things like that. But do you have any healthy treats in Bill Jack?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, especially, you want to be able to treat them and reward them and thank them, for being a good dog. And there are some really great ways to be able to do that. I know we make a few different treats that are on the smaller side. So, for example, we make Little Jacks, which are one of our training treats. And we also make a Dessert Jack, which is we actually have a pumpkin variety of it. So that's a really good, a really good flavor to have for this month, right, that we can get your dog in on the pumpkin action. And both of those treats are under 3 calories each. So you can feel really good about being able to give them one and or two, and then not really be able to feel bad about it, right? You're still giving them something, but you're not giving them a lot of extra calories. Or if you are treating more, you could just cut back a little more food, right? So you have to trade off those calories in some way, shape, or form, right, to keep them at that healthy weight, because that's what's really most important, right? You want them to have fun and love the taste of their food and their treats, but you don't want them to be overweight and be enjoying that too much.
And finally, are there some ways that we can get fit and healthy with our dogs?
Of course. Yes, of course. I know that we're still having a little bit of warm weather here, maybe for a few more days in Ohio. And then hopefully you guys are enjoying some of that too down there.
We are.
I think that, trying to get out with them and you can, obviously you can exercise, take them out to a dog park. You can go for a walk down the street, and it doesn't have to be anything, really long or hard, right? Just get out, just get out for 10 or 15 minutes at a time, maybe once or twice a day. It's great to be able to do that. Even playing catch in the house can be a great way to, to kind of get up some, use some energy and be active. But it's great because when you're out walking together and doing things together, playing catch in the backyard together, you're both getting a little bit of extra exercise. And so I don't know about you, but certainly that's a good thing for me too.
Yes, absolutely. And of course, our listeners can find Bill Jack dog food locally. We have PetSmart, PJ's Pets, Finn and Feathers Pet Center. Tell us some places to stay in touch with you and what you guys are doing at Bill Jack.
Yeah, come out and visit us at our website at billjack.com. It's BILJAC.com. We've got a fantastic dog blog out there where you can actually, type in, weight loss or, overweight, and we can get you some information, a little bit more information about that. And then, of course, we're out on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram. And then you can also sign up on our website for our newsletter. We actually have an e-newsletter that we send out about once a month. We sometimes have some special offers in there. So great to come out and get a little bit of information about being healthy and taking care of your pet.
Well, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on there. And don't forget, get out there, check out your dog. Are they, are they at a good weight? And help them get to a healthy place so that they can stay with you for a long time to come, just like you have done with Stevie.
Thank you.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.